This is the season and time for tradition, charity, inspiration, celebration, and renewal. Thank you to Pelham today for this generous opportunity to take part in this great tradition and write to you again with a message of environmental hope for those who might be on the same journey. Last year at this time I wrote to you about the uncomfortable loneliness caused by isolation, and to salute the incredible efforts and contributions of our volunteers. Whether the choice of issue is aging, or food security, or animal rescue, or something completely different, whatever you choose, you add value to Pelham. Canadians live in this most powerful geography that holds great treasures and a great duty to act. There is no more important matter before us than the question of how we can live sustainably on the Earth. There is no more compelling reason to act than to provide a secure ecological future for our children. If we do nothing, nothing else will follow. Indigenous cultures are rich in knowledge about the natural world and can teach powerful messages of gratitude and lessons about living within the environmental limitations of Mother Earth. These truths, long buried, must become more familiar to the rest of us. Hope lies empty unless it is fueled by courage, perseverance, and sacrifice. Whenever my spirit has flagged, I have sensed the energy of many people working together on missions to educate and motivate. This year, I want to salute the environmental leadership that confronts us with reality, especially when reality is difficult to digest. Environmental victories are not won in a few days. These organizations build the confidence of individuals, develop the understanding of their rights, and the power of their collective voice. There is no more compelling reason to act than to provide a secure ecological future for our children. People are open to change, hopefully in a direction based upon a refreshed and shared sense of idealism. Pelham is exemplary where it really counts on the environment. I want to acknowledge and appreciate the environmental leadership of PATH, the NPCA, 50 by 30, the Pelham Garden Club, Trout Unlimited Canada, Niagara Chapter, the aspiring Niagara Global Geopark, our schools, our service clubs, our Indigenous friends, and the town of Pelham. There is always a danger in making a list. If you are not on my list, you are still in my heart and mind. I believe in all the determined champions, the dynamic mobilizers, the quiet workhorses, the generous donors, the inspiring activists, the energetic youth, the engaged teachers, the creative artists, and the dedicated land and water defenders. Thank you all for your commitment to active citizenship and social responsibility, for promoting public values, and for using the environment as your guiding focus. Your message has a powerful and necessary resonance. Being a counselor is the experience of a lifetime. I am always grateful for all those who have generously shared their learnings and experiences with me. It is a delight to work with the dedicated staff of the town and to see the extraordinary actions that they take on behalf of our residents. And finally, I wish you and your family and friends the joy of the season, and I am looking forward to sharing good fortune, good health, and new possibilities in 2025. Wayne Olson represents Ward 1 on Pelham Town Council.